Job chapter 29. Then Job again delivered a discourse on his part and said, If only I were as in months past, as in the days when God protected me, when he shone his light on my head, when I walked by his light in darkness, when I was in my autumnal days, with the secret counsel of God in my tent, when the Almighty was still with me, when my children were round about me, when my steps were washed with buttermilk, and the rock poured out streams of oil for me, when I went out to the gate of the city, and when I prepared my seat in the street. Young men would see me and make way for me, and old men would rise and stand. Princes would hold back their words and put their hand to their mouth. The voice of the governors would be hushed, and their tongue would cleave to their palate. For the ear that heard me would bless me, and the eye that saw me would bear witness to me. For I delivered the poor who cried out, and the orphan who had no one to help him. The blessing for him who was dying would fall to me, and I would cause the heart of the widow to rejoice. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was as a coat and turban. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and if there was a dispute, which I did not know the details of, I would investigate it. And I broke the incisors of the unjust, and I plucked the spoil out of his teeth. And I said, I will expire when my home does, and multiply my days like the sand. My root spread out to the water, and dew lodged on my branch. The honour I had was fresh, and my bow in my hand was full of vitality. Men would listen to me and wait. They would be silent for my advice. After my words, they did not differ with me, and my words condensed on them. And they waited for me as for rain, and they would open their mouth as for the latter rain. They had the certainty that I would not laugh at them, and they would never depress my cheerfulness. I chose their course of action for them, and I sat as chief. And I dwelt like a king among his troops, and as one who comforts those who mourn.